America's Legal Wine Network now presents Weinberg on the Law on CBS Radio, WXYT Detroit, AM 1270. Here's your host, attorney Scott Weinberg.
Good morning, America. Wake up. Smell your rights burning with the coffee. We've got a good show lined up today, Ben and I. We're going to be talking about a range of different things, but including how our prominent judges, and especially one local judge, is using sobriety court, really helping the members of our community that find themselves in some difficult times to help get support and really make it through these just difficult court systems. And we got one judge that's really going to tell us how they do it and how they also help us with a canine, and I'll let you just think about that, a canine helper to help our victims through crime. We're going to also have the pleasure of talking with one of the most prominent public radio announcers in the country, really in the world, but in the country here. We're going to have a real treat with Celeste Headley coming in the show. And then we're going to be talking about some of the issues, of course, regarding our tax breaks in Michigan and how the film industry hopefully can try to drag us out of this economy that is just so down and out, but we're trying to get back. We're trying to come up and trying to make our way back into the forefront of the Midwest and not be such a Rust Bowl state, but come out and be a part of the new technology, especially here in the film industry in Michigan. You know what happened this weekend, of course. You know what our great Jennifer Granholm, our governor, actually had a Michigan Smokers Weekend, because, of course, now as of yesterday, May 1st, there is no public smoking in restaurants or bars. Michigan smokers can now breathe easy. Governor Granholm spoke on national TV this weekend and on the Oprah Winfrey Show, which I'm sure my wife will be happy about, talking about how Michigan is now smoke-free. Well, at least in restaurants and bars where people like to smoke. The smoking ban has and will cause a lot of different opinions. And, I really went through a lot of different discussions with legislators about it. But the public sector consultants conducted an analysis of the studies in the communities nationwide on smoke-free laws. And what they concluded, and this is really the important thing if you want to know the truth, they concluded that smoke-free laws do not have a negative effect on bars and restaurants. And, if you think about it, listen, you can go and you can be in a bar and a restaurant, and if you really want to smoke, if you really need to have your nicotine fix, then go out into the hallway, go outside in order to be able to smoke. And that's really the bottom line. The people are jumping up and down, and, there's a lot of opinions about how it's going to cause a range of different violation of our rights. And, and I really believe this. A violation of your personal rights are when you are in your personal space. I mean, that's really where I think it is. Whether you're in your vehicle, you're in your home, you're in the private setting with your spouse. But when you are in public, when you are in a non-private space, a restaurant, a courthouse, you are in a public building, you have to respect the laws and the rights of other people. I have my right, and you have your right to be free from intrusion in our private space. But when we put ourselves out into the public, that is where we agree implicitly that we are going to respect other people's private rights because now we're with them in public. And that's really where this smoking ban comes into being. I know, people are going to say, but, secondhand smoke isn't proven to cause cancer, or I should have a right to do what I want, where I want it. But guess what? That's not what happens in society. You have a right to do it in your private space,